Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You're on with Gene and Chris on the Paracast this week, except technically Chris isn't here yet. He's on the highway, driving back to his home in Arizona, so we might call him on the way if we can get a decent cell signal on his iPhone. If we can't, we'll talk to him later in the show. But we do have the famous or infamous paranormal blogger and commentator, Red Pill Junkie, with us. And we sometimes just call him Miguel, because that's his name. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Gene. Thanks for having me. You know, it's a pleasure to be back on the Paracast.
Now, let me preface this discussion before we get into our topic of interest with Miguel, which is the Roswell slides, or as Kevin D. Randall calls them, not the Roswell slides. Let's talk about the Paracast and our premium version, Paracast Plus. And of course, we also feature the After the Paracast podcast. Now, as you might expect, some regard it as a badge of honor if you're good enough for people to pirate your intellectual property. So here's how it works in the Paracast. If you're a listener to the regular show, and some have asked us, can we allow them to post the regular show intact with ads on a YouTube channel? And sometimes we let it happen. It's okay, because they get a little traffic to their channel, and we get more listeners. So everybody's happy. Maybe they get a couple of dollars of AdSense money. But with the premium service, this is something we charge for. We give you the ad-free version of the Paracast. We give you After the Paracast, which is our exclusive premium podcast. We give you all that stuff, and we charge you a modest fee of $5 a month, $50 a year, $175 for 5 years. And we have a little set of terms and conditions, which basically says, go ahead and download, go ahead and listen, copy it to your other devices, let your family hear it, but don't post the thing, okay? That's common sense. Don't post it. Well, guess what, Miguel? Somebody posted it.
Jesus.
So, here's what happens. I contacted the person, no response. I posted an item for each of the premium shows posted on that channel saying, don't download this. This is posted without our authorization. I then went to YouTube and requested a takedown order. But the way YouTube works, you can't just take down the channel that has content that maybe infringes on your rights. You have to go to every single download, every single selection, and separately, although you can mix, I think, five per request, every single one has to have a separate complaint. Okay, so we have a few dozen shows that we had to complain about. Imagine now, if you go there and you're like a daily show, 5 days a week, a premium show, and they've got hundreds of shows that you have to sit there and issue a separate request to YouTube to remove the content.
Wow. Yeah, unless you have some kind of assistant helping you out with all those requests to take down, you know, it will be a nightmare. You will be weeks on end just doing that.
Now, remember here how this works. If people can get the thing free, they're not going to subscribe, so we lose money. We got a response to the takedown order within a day. We even got a response from the person who ran the channel saying, I didn't know I couldn't post that. Wait a minute. This is a premium show. We're charging for it. I mean, go ahead and download something from iTunes, okay? Download something from iTunes and post it on YouTube and see what happens. In any case, they took it down. And then the second shoe drops. So we have a special place where you go to subscribe to the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. plus.theparacast.com. And we found that some people who go there were getting the warning that it was a phishing site. Phishing not being what you do in the river. It means a site where they can steal your password or something. So somebody complained, and this must be like the other shoe or something, complains that the place where we tell you how to get the Paracast Plus and after the Paracast and all that, it's a phishing site. So you, in order to go there, you've got to select some kind of option saying you don't care. Mm-hmm. And that was Google. Google sends out those warnings. So somebody complained to Google. So that's a dirty trick.
Yeah.
We got that removed in another day. It's like everything is coming down on us. So we're famous, folks. Miguel, we're famous now. Don't touch me, I'm a star. People want to pirate our content and play dirty tricks, I guess.
Wow. I know that the Paracast is a family show, Gene, and you want to keep it clean, but there's quite a few Spanish expletives that I could use for such kind of behavior.
But you can't, because I expect somebody over at GCN speaks Spanish.
Yeah, sure.
I know my son has taught me this because my son studied Spanish in college, and he's taught me a couple of words.
Okay.
But you see what's happening here.
Yeah.
The word is getting out there. In any case, if you want to learn more about the Paracast Plus, visit plus.theparacast.com. As of the time the show is being aired, it does work. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. In any case, we're here to talk about either not the Roswell slides or the Roswell slides. And Miguel, you went to this big event in Mexico City that we'll talk about in a moment. But we all heard about this thing for a while. Can you give our listeners a brief summary in the next 3 or 4 minutes till we break as to what the Roswell slides are? How did this thing begin?
Well, I think it's a story that began like 2 years ago when some of the people involved in the so-called Roswell Dream Team somehow got contacted with someone who claimed to have an image that supposedly was one of the aliens recovered from the famous Roswell crash. And from there, there was a lot of rumors circulating around the web. And in the end, somehow Jaime Maussan got involved. And last year, he announced that he was going to have this big event in Mexico City at the National Auditorium, no less. You know, like one of the most illustrious venues, theaters in the whole country. So it got my attention, definitely. And, well, the thing has already transpired, and there's been a lot of time and electrons being spent talking and discussing what happened on May the 5th. And I guess we are also going to discuss it further in for the benefit of the podcast listeners.
I hope we're not adding to the clutter. Now, the thing I don't understand here, as I read this, and I've been following this for, I don't know, what, a year or two, as you have, how does it become Roswell slides? Where is the connection to Roswell? Is it just because, allegedly, it may have been taken in 1947, these two slides?
That's what they assume based on the date of the Kodachrome slides that they got their hands on. You know, apparently, the slides are from 1947 or 1949, and therefore it has to be Roswell in the eyes of the people who have been investigating that case for so many years. You know, apparently it couldn't be from somewhere else. You know, apparently only in Roswell, New Mexico, the aliens get drunk and they decided to crash.
They decided to crash the party. You know, they were having one of these big celebrations, maybe one of the crewmen over on this alien ship. I don't know if you can call them men or women. I assume you can because they're humanoid. And perhaps they were having the celebration, the captain, say, had a birthday or something, was getting married. And so they drank too much, and the helmsman forgot what he was doing, and he crashed at Roswell. That sounds ridiculous, but I think you're going to find out that isn't holding a candle to what's going on. Okay, Chris O'Brien will be joining us a little bit later. We have Red Pill Junkie as our guest, covering Not the Roswell Slides with Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The Paracast.
You know, he does that very well, Miguel. He is one of the best people to do the Paracast. Of course, Nick Redfern does it pretty well with a shadow kind of laugh, and Bryce Zabel and several other people. Chris does it in many voices, depending on whether there's a trickster afoot. But Miguel, known as Red Pill Junkie, very knowledgeable blogger on all things paranormal, is certainly at the top of the heap. We're talking about this episode involving Roswell slides and how in the heck there's a connection to Roswell. And you're saying here that the film was manufactured between 47 and 49. Is that what I'm getting?
Well, allegedly, that's the analysis that they presented during the events provided by a guy by the name of Professor Rod Slemons, who apparently said that based on the frame numbers on the slides themselves, they dated back to the 1940s.
Okay, so they're dating this on the fact of the slides. The carrier, is that the key here, the carrier when it was developed?
I'm not really that knowledgeable in Kodachrome slides, but the frame numbers, he said, you know, some red frame numbers that are printed directly in the plastic of the slides. So it wasn't just the cardboard protecting the slides themselves, because I know that some people said, well, maybe someone used cardboard from an old Kodachrome slide and they inserted a modern slide in order to fake it. But according to this guy, also the frame numbers from the slides checked out.
So that indicate it was processed between 47 and 49, or what? Clarify for me.
From what I got, the slides were manufactured from 47 to 49.
Okay, so they could have been taken at any time during that period.
Yeah.
Okay, so that doesn't tell us anything. You see, I know we're kind of spoiled nowadays, because with our digital cameras and our iPhones and everything, they geotag a photo when you take it, so you know when it was taken and where it was taken. I mean, yes, that data can be removed, but that's the basic thing. So, here you go. With these old slides, you may be able to date it within a period of a couple of years, but you can't say where it was taken. You can't say what date it was taken, and you certainly can't say who took it.
Yeah, definitely. For example, they showed some of the other slides, not just the ones with the alleged dead alien. Some of the slides were one from Paris, you know, the famous Triumph Arc, you know, in the Parisian streets. And I saw in one blog that the UFO researcher Gilles Fernandez, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He lives in France, and he tried to see if his friends could try to see if they could detect the brand and the date of the cars that you could see, you know, circulating on the Paris streets. And I think that according to them, those cars were from the late 1950s. So 1958 or 57, if I'm not mistaken. So, okay, so maybe the slides are from the 1940s, but the images were taken at a much later year.
Okay, this is where it's complicated, because the slides were found, what, taped under the cover of a box of other slides?
Yeah, so Adam Dew, you know, who is the guy who came up with the slides, he showed a recorded interview with a woman, a friend of his, who allegedly was the one who found the slides when she was cleaning up a house. I think the house was in Sedona, Arizona. She was doing the cleanup, and by accident, the box containing the slides, you know, fell to the ground, and she looked at them, and she looked to a few of them. She found them interesting, and she decided to keep them. And apparently, during several years, she kept looking at them, and some of the slides, she gradually started to see, to recognize some of the people shown in some of the photographs. For example, there's one with the famous American actor Clark Gable. There is also one with Bing Crosby playing on a golf field, apparently some kind of charity event. There is one with President Eisenhower and his brother, and apparently that photo, that slide was taken in Kansas. So she started to see that the slides were interesting. She was particularly interesting, apparently, with slides showing airplanes, you know, those small, colorful airplanes in some kind of small airport. But then, according to her story, she found two other slides, like, inside the between the bottom of the box. So somehow they were the bottom was glued together after someone hit the two slides underneath. So the only reason that she discovered them was because the box was sold and in such poor condition that it was literally breaking apart, and that's how, according to her story, she found these two other slides. And then when she looked at them, she kind of freaked out because she didn't recognize what they were, but they looked weird to her.
Okay, so we have a collection of slides here. This is the outlier, and I have a crazy question to ask here. Is there any possibility that somebody just stuck them in there?
Yeah, sure. We really don't know at this moment who took the slides, who owned the slides, and who hid those other two slides inside the box. We the members of the Roswell investigation team that who organized with Maussan this event, they made the assumption that because some of those slides are portraits of this woman, Hilda Ray, and her husband, and their assumption is that the slides belong to them and they were taken by them, either by Hilda or by her husband, Bernard.
Not, of course, by maybe friends or family. We've got more to come trying to figure out not the Roswell slides with Red Pill Junkie and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Fortean phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to Mr. UFO at webtv.net. That's Mr. UFO at webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
On the PowerCast with Gene and Chris and Red Pill Junkie, Chris is on the road right now. So if he sounds a bit in and out, it's not because of his personality. It's because of the connection, which is going to vary a little bit for a little while before he gets back to his home and things can get better. Anyway, Chris, glad to have you aboard here so we can continue. Let me read a section here, guys, which is something from what Kevin Randall says in his article, Not the Roswell Slides and Richard Dolan. Okay, so he made this statement, several paragraphs, actually several sentences. The provenance would be provided, but it never was. Here we're told it was that the Rays lived in Midland, Texas. The slides were recovered in Sedona, Arizona, and ended up in Chicago some 20 years after discovery, owned by a man whose identity has not been revealed. Not compelling provenance.
Well, that's an understatement.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that bothers me here. You got these two outlier slides, and as we were mentioning with Miguel, somebody could have put them there. How do we know they're part of this other collection?
You know, there's too much time that's gone by, too much question about where the slides have been, who found them, why. They weren't, revealed right away. It's just too much, nothing bothers about it. We're not even talking about, what's on the slide. It's just the fact there's this weird kind of gap in time. I don't know, Miguel, what do you think about it?
I have to agree with you, Chris. I feel that at this point, these guys are making too many assumptions, the assumptions about the provenance of the slides, and the ownership of the slides, and where the slides were taken. They try to make the case that Hilda and Bernard were a very well-connected couple. She was a very accomplished lawyer and a pilot. I mean, that's very impressive, especially for those days. And that her husband was a geologist, and that they were very good friends with Mamie Eisenhower, who was the wife of President Eisenhower. So that's the kind of like big assumption that, okay, so since they were friends with the Eisenhowers, ergo, they might have been privy to very hush-hush materials like recover the aliens from the Roswell crash.
Okay, but of course we can't prove that they took these pictures. We can't prove they even knew those pictures existed.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the argument is that if the slides were of a mundane origin or a mundane topic, then how come someone hid them, right? You know, the assumption is, you know, because someone knew that they were very important, and they made sure that they will be, you know, never found or something. But then again, you know, someone maybe tried to pull up a prank, or maybe there's someone is trying to do something fishy with the slides. And of course, we are still having to believe in the word of the woman who found them, you know, that she indeed found them when she was making the cleaning up of this house in Sedona, Arizona.
Now, of course, if you've ever watched these TV shows that cover crime scene investigations, like CSI or one of those shows, and obviously they're exaggerated. It's television. It's all going to happen in 43 minutes, unless it's a two-parter. But they show very rigorous chain of custody, chain of evidence. And here we have slides put somewhere that originally were somewhere else, and we don't know who took them, and we don't know how they got where they got. I mean, it's just a completely ridiculous. And I also think if somebody had genuine pictures of E.T. or these alleged aliens from Roswell, they'd stick him in a box, a slide somewhere? Give me a break.
Yeah, I feel that how they try to make the case for the slides is, one, trying to establish that the slides were indeed from the 1940s, and they were not they were not tampered with, right? And two, The fact that the slides, the body shown in the slides had so many anomalies in it that there was no way it could have been a human being. So therefore, what else could it be? You know, that's something that Maussan repeated in a number of interviews.
Yeah, so did it have four fingers and only the wrong number of ribs to make it human? That was the rumor going in.
Well, Maussan had a number of forensic specialists there in the event, two of them Mexican and one was a Canadian professor. He wasn't on stage. What they showed was a recorded interview with him. So the first expert on stage was José de Jesús Salce Benítez, who is a medical examiner he's a member of the Mexican Navy. He has quite an impressive resume. He's done all sorts of studies and specializations, and he was the one who started enumerating point by point for a layman like me, in a very professional way, you know, why the body in the slides was not a desiccated mummy, was not a child, it was not even a human being. It was not a primate. It wasn't even a mammal, according to him.
All right. Now, before we get into that, let's back up a little bit and let's go back to the auditorium and let's frame the event, and then we'll start covering the evidence. But you're getting a sample of it here. There were people who testified that this body seen in the slides, and you'd see it online. I mean, it's everywhere, those slides. Now, not necessarily high resolution. The ones we're seeing is still fairly low resolution. But the body there, they're claiming it's not human. Although, to me, it just looks like, you know, one of these pictures of a mummy. But what do I know? I'm not a forensic, an analyst or anything like that. Maybe we should get Dr. Temperance Brennan from the Bones novels and the TV show. Let her go there and figure out what they are. But in any case, I don't know if anybody else knows what I'm talking about here. Let's go back to the event itself. So on May 5th, you get this big auditorium. Is it like a Madison Square Garden? What kind of venue is this? What does it look like?
Well, I'm afraid to say that I've never been to Madison Square Garden yet or Carnegie Hall, so I wouldn't be able to compare them. But the National Auditorium is very big, very extensive. Is probably the most prestigious theater in not only in Mexico City, but perhaps in all of Mexico. You know, it's right on Reforma Avenue, and Reforma Avenue is one of the most important streets in Mexico. You know, it's right next to the Campo Marte. You know, it's one of the military bases. And well, so all the big events in Mexico City, most of them are held there. You know, when any kind of very big artist comes, that's where they have all these fancy concerts.
We'll go over this fancy concert, or not so fancy, in a moment with Gene and Chris and Red Pill Junkie. Not the Roswell slides. You're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Kurt Seven, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris in Red Pill Junkie, we're trying to figure out the Roswell slide. So you have this major auditorium. It holds, what, 10,000 people?
Yeah, right. 10,000 seats.
And they obviously charge for the tickets. Now, we're not going to translate completely from pesos to American dollars, but something like $20 to $100 a seat. Is that about right?
Yeah, $83, $85, the most expensive.
How many people ended up showing up, you know? Was there a count?
Well, I tried to gauge how many people were while the event was running. And then I read some of the newspapers who covered the story. So based on the figures those newspapers claim, you know, and obviously those maybe are conservative figures, but I will say that between 6,500 to 7,000 people attended the event.
Now, how fancy was it? Okay, so this is a fancy place, fancy concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Major entertainers are appearing there. How fancy was this presentation?
Well, I mean, the sound was top-notch. They didn't really require that much sophistication when it comes to lighting, right? You know, they're just lighting people speaking on stage. You know, you don't have any kind of musical instruments or whatever. But then again, they were also showing all these videos on screen. And they also had... Maussan promised he will have a quote-unquote hologram of the alien that will come alive and walk on stage. And when I heard that, I imagine it will be something like the hologram of Tupac in Coachella giving a concert, you know, some years ago. I thought, oh, well, that's going to be pretty cool. But then again, it wasn't really that impressive.
How long did this entire event take?
Oh, it was long. It started around 7:30, and it ended way after midnight.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, by the end of it, my butt was begging for some disclosure.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know if I'd be able to handle it. You know, I think after 2 hours, I kind of flake out. But, you know, we'll go into that. The key being here, it's a long event. And was it just a constant presentation of information about this or what? How did they pad it out to be 5 hours or so?
Yeah, I mean, at first I thought it was only going to be 2 hours, maybe 2.5 at the most. But then after the first 2 hours when the slides hadn't been shown yet, then I started to think, well, maybe this is going to take longer. And only by after the third hour, is that they show the slide. But before that, at first, well, Jaime Maussan opened the event. You know, he received a big ovation from the crowd. He gave a speech, you know, saying about, well, his usual thing about he said, quote unquote, finally we have the evidence we've been waiting for all this time. He started to say about how modern science is still speculating about the probability of life in the universe, not only intelligent life, even biological life. He mentioned Miguel Alcubierre, you know, that famous astrophysicist who has tried to come up with a theoretical model for a working warp that will enable a spaceship to traverse large distances between the stars, and starting to say that he says we welcome criticism and all questioning about the evidence we're going to give and all that. And after that, the next person on stage, well, actually, all the speakers remain on stage all the time. They were all sitting in some kind of small space in one of the corners of the stage where they put some chairs and whatnot. So they stayed on stage all the time, and one by one they stood up and went to the podium. So the first person after Maussan was James Hurtak, who, I'm sorry to say, I have never heard of him. They say that he worked with the late John Mack in the investigation of that famous Close Encounters on that African school that was, I think it was 20 years ago, actually. So he gave some kind of speech that, in my opinion, was quite eloquent, but I really didn't understand what he was doing there, you know, because I don't think he was involved in the investigation surrounding the slide. You know, he was just giving some kind of speech about brothers and sisters, get ready and reclaim your place in history and prepare for the future, for humanity's destiny in the cosmos and all that. And okay, very interesting, but for a moment I think it was just like filler, you know.
I was about to say padding, yes.
Yeah, yeah, so exactly. Some kind of padding. And after that, they had a Skype connection with Paul Hellyer, who was in Canada, and he also gave a speech in the similar tone, how the slides were going to be the nail in the coffin of skeptics and liars and all that. Let me see here. And he spoke about some 15 minutes, you know, talking about actually the feedback during his Skype session was pretty lousy. It was kind of hard to listen to him. So he said, you know, it's time for the truth embargo to be lifted. We must insist that our gods tell us the truth. We must change the paradigm. A paradigm of peace and we must move towards a paradigm of peace and cooperation and all that. You know, a very elegant message. And I'm sure that the people on the stage, they enjoyed it, because I'm not really sure if many of them had listened to Mr. Hellyer before.
All right, but how long did it take before they actually started to present something as opposed to all these introductions?
Well, I think that at least 1.5 to 3 hours. That 2.5 hours before the
first
slide. Yeah.
Okay, so basically, before anything meaningful is presented, it's half the show. But during the point, did they at least explain the background of the slides?
Oh, yes. After that Skype session with Hellyer, it was the turn of Don Schmidt and Tom Carey, and they devoted about 30 minutes to explain the basic backbone of the Roswell case, you know, and they started to talk about all the big players in the case, you know, Mac Brazel, Jesse Marcel, and all that. And once again, you will say, well, they are stalling, you know, they are, like you said, padding before the big reveal. But then again, I think that it was necessary for the people in order to fill them in on maybe not everyone was as knowledgeable about the Roswell case as will be people in the United States.
Okay, the big question, of course, is still, were they ever able to make any connection at all between this stuff and Roswell?
Well, after Carey and Schmidt, it was the turn of Adam Dew, and that's how he started to tell the story of the slides themselves, right? And they started to talk about Hilda Blair Ray and the things that I mentioned earlier about how the slides were found. Apparently, they also found people who knew Hilda Blair, and they interviewed those people and started to say about what kind of person she was. And also, Adam, you mentioned a screen graph from an email exchange he had with a person living in Minnesota who claimed also to have known Hilda Blair. And the person mentioned that the Blairs were friends with Barbara Bush and George Bush Sr. So once again, you know, they're trying to make the case. These two people were very, very well connected with the, what you will call the hoi polloi of American elites in the 1940s, 1950s. Therefore, it could be possible that they had access to a very classified or sensitive material.
We got more to come about not the Roswell slides with Red Pill Junkie and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.